Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
On WGN. Dean Richards, Sunday morning with Elton Jim Toronto, stopping by for a little visit here this morning.
I'm so glad you play that song.
I love this song.
That's a great song from 79, which doesn't get a lot of notice in his catalog.
Does he play it in concert?
Never.
That's too bad.
Yeah, it's a great song.
Probably because it requires such a huge orchestra.
Yeah, that was...
This was like really huge, big, bold.
It's that, you know, it's that 70s soul sound. Tom Bell was the architect of that sound, and he worked with the Spinners and the Stylistics and those kind of 70s soul bands. And Elton actually recruited him and said, I love that music so much, I want to sound like that. And they did a good job.
When's the last Elton John concert that you went to?
Last month, April, I went to Vegas. That was 164. Thank you very much.
You know, Groucho Marx said, I love my cigar, but I take it out of my mouth every once in a while.
And I've already got tickets for October for 165.
Look at that. That's amazing.
Although, you know what? I went to this last one in Vegas. I think I told you, I didn't even get a hotel room. I flew in at 3 p.m., got to Caesars. Actually, my flight was delayed, which actually helped. I didn't get to Caesars till about 6:15. The show started at 7:30. I washed up. I had an extra shirt with me.
Where did you wash up?
In the bathroom, in the stall. And
let me think. The only water that I know of. That's
well,
in
no,
the
I
stall.
Mean, I washed up in the sink, but then I went into the stall to change shirts.
Okay.
I was like Superman. Right. Then I went to the concert 9:30. Got back. And took the shuttle back to the airport and took the 12:30 red eye back home.
Wow. And then you were on this show, weren't
and then
you?
I was that was the week I was going to do that, but we had to switch dates. But no,
he was too busy.
I was going to be on that. No, that day I did something else though. I was on from 2 to 5. I filled in and then I came on and did the show with Dean.
I just think
sleep is overrated.
There are artists that I love. I can't imagine seeing anybody that many times.
You know what?
It would stop being special to me at some point.
You know what? I've never really... A lot of people ask me this question, and I've never really said why. But I think I never really overthought it, but I did... This is... And I don't mean to get schmaltzy, but I really went to a lot of concerts in the last 10 years to see Elton. And one of the reasons is my mom passed away about 10 years ago, and she used to love to dance. And so there's a great line in there about Tiny Dancer. So I think about that song with her. And the great line is, and now she's in me, always with me.
Yeah.
And so I always keep that as a kind of a remembrance.
Oh, that's nice.
And when I see him play that song live and sing that line, she feels very present to me.
Oh, that's nice.
And so I sort of want to get that feeling.
Okay. All right. Well, now I can't think.
So you can't make fun of me anymore, can you?
I can, but I'll feel a little bad.
I don't necessarily go for that because of that, but I know when that song is played, I feel a little special, you know.
There are questions for Elton Jim.
Really?
On our text line at 312-981.
Is it about my skull cap?
It's
my Siemens hat?
There are a variety of questions about Jim on the text line this morning.
Oh, it's always fun to go to the... To go to the listeners.
312-981-7200. And you can, we have this invention called the telephone also.
Yeah.
I mean, some of you like to text. This new invention that's just come out called the phone, and you dial the numbers. Maybe you have one of these phones in your home. You dial the numbers on it, and you can actually speak. One end of the call can speak to the other end of the call.
Don't you think that if Alexander Graham Bell came back and saw that we're back to Morse code again. He's like, hey, I invented this amazing technology.
So you could talk to each other.
Where you can hear people's voices from across the world, and you're back to hitting buttons and little dashes and beeps.
You know what I would say to him? LOL, emoji, 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 emoji.
See, I'm pro Bell.
Here is one that says, But please ask Elton Jim if he enjoyed Elton John on the TV show Nashville. I thought of him.
Ah, well, it's nice that you thought of me. Unfortunately, Elton went on that show to increase its ratings because it was on the bubble to get renewed. And so he was on for only about a minute and a half. They truncated a performance. It really was not even worth the time.
Yeah.
And then the next day, the show was canceled.
Oh, well.
Oops.
Well, there you go.
Yes, it was cool to see him, but it was not a great performance because he just wasn't on long enough.
773 area code. Dean.
Thanks, 773.
You have a great show, except Elton Jim wrecking the whole thing.
Oh, wow. Well, I'd rather have criticism than apathy.
Probably should have screened that one.
Thanks, Dean. Dean all of a sudden getting me back down to reality.
Here's another.
Right before I leave so I can drive myself into traffic.
We love Elton Jim and glad you have him on.
Ah,
you should have him on more often.
That's what I say.
And on a regular basis.
Signed, Jim's mom.
I didn't even see you text that. And I was sitting here the whole time. I didn't notice you send a text.
I had my godson do that.
Here's another one. Keep Dean and Elton Jim together. They are so funny. Susan from Mount Prospect.
Thank you, Susan from Mount Prospect.
Thank you, Susan from Mount Prospect.
Hello.
Hello. Elton and Dean, good morning from Kansas City.
From Kansas City. The one thing that I find interesting about this and fun is that you and I really don't prepare anything.
That's more than obvious.
No, but I mean, it's so fun to just sit.
I wonder if anyone could have discerned that by listening.
No, but I think it's a very natural chemistry. I remember when you used to come on, with Gary, when we would have fun during the breaks.
Right.
Just going back and forth.
We did. We always have enjoyed conversations.
Yeah.
Does Elton Jim know about TV shows?
Oh, my God.
Could he talk about some of those topics and other things that he's doing right now?
In fact, I just binge watched with my shirt on. Last night in my friend's hot apartment.
I don't think I've ever taken my shirt off in any of my friends'
homes. I didn't, believe me. Thankfully, I was in another room underneath the ceiling fan in the dining room, so I wasn't.
So you were by yourself
in
another room without your shirt on.
And I could see the TV from there, but I needed
to. Now, don't
I
remember correctly that you're the one that won't turn your air conditioning on in your home?
No, but see, I have a fan right in my face, okay. So that keeps me cool.
All right.
You should see our poor cat, though. The cat is not happy.
Yeah.
But no, I just binge watched House of Cards, which I thought was good for the first 9 episodes, and then the last 4 lost me.
Of all of the House of Cards?
No, just the current season. And I was a little disappointed in the last 4. It sort of became a low-rent homeland, so I was a little disappointed in that.
I had this conversation with somebody at dinner last night about binge watching. Everybody's binge watching. I never binge watch.
No.
I've tried. I thought, I'm on airplanes all the time.
Right.
What a great way to kill time on the plane.
4 or 5 hours when you go to Europe?
I would, I'll download a season of something and I can watch it on the plane and binge watch like everybody else is binge watching. I get through like 2 episodes like, okay, I'm ready for a nap.
We went to my friend's house because I don't have Netflix at home. I don't believe it's possible. And so.
In parentheses, too cheap.
Yeah. And we got at his house at 10 a.m. and we left at 10 p.m. and we watched all 13 episodes.
I don't think, maybe it's because I will watch between 3 and 5 movies a week that
right.
I'm kind of movied out by the end of the week. And to sit down and watch that much of anything, no matter how good it is, I just don't think that I have the patience for it.
I would say my favorite shows this season is The Americans, which is on FX about some 80s KGB agents. I was very disappointed to see that Rob Lowe's latest show with The Grinder was canceled.
Yeah.
I thought that was really clever and really funny. He and Fred Savage had a very good chemistry together, and I was very surprised that they wouldn't give that another shot. I was disappointed in that.
Here is Mary at 312-981-7200. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi there, Dean. I want to congratulate you
on
the Walk of Fame.
Thank you.
You deserve it absolutely 100%.
Very nice of you. Thank you so much.
But I wanted to say that Elton Jim, I got to ask you a question.
Sure.
First of all, don't pay attention to those naysayers that say that they don't like you.
That you should put a shirt on when you come over to my house.
I think you're hysterical.
Oh, well, thank you, Mary. Thank you, Aunt Mary.
Yes.
Don't listen to those naysayers who say, why don't you take that hot wool cap off when it's 90 degrees outside?
Going for a look.
Let me ask you this. You must be very rich.
rich
to be going on all those trips that you go on.
No, I'm not
I
rich.
I know I've heard you say that you've been to different countries and you're always going to Vegas. I mean, are you loaded or what?
No, my wife is a great earner.
And also, do you have a lot of money? Are you loaded and do you have a lot of money?
I am loaded, right. I've been loaded since 7 a.m. No, my wife's a great earner. Let me just say that.
Really?
No, I mean, the thing is that my wife and I, we don't have any children.
Yeah.
And so we certainly have some disposable income. And okay. I mean, now I'm not making any money at the current time.
Okay. But again, in parentheses, his wife right now is saying, and I'm happy when he's gone, to tell you the truth.
But no, we have a little nest egg, and it's not, I mean, and like I said, you know, what I've always said is I have very few vices. I'm not a big drinker. We don't do a lot of you know, going out all the time to bars or restaurants and all that. So, you know, we are able to save money and we go on vacations.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe you were related to the Toronto Bakery people.
No, I am related in that it's my dad's cousin, but my part of the family is unfortunately not involved in that.
Yeah, one time his wool hat fell in the bread dough, so they had to get him out of there.
I always wanted to ask you that.
But very proud of that. Very proud of that company because they've really made their mark in Chicago. But I'm related, but not involved.
Mary, thank you for the call.
Have
a great day. Very nice to see you. Talk to you, I guess. We haven't actually seen each other. I'm imagining in my mind what Mary might look like. Elton Jim has been nice enough to hang out here.
You've been nice enough to keep me here.
And you're going to be in a play.
Yeah, two little things. I have interesting and fun stuff. I have just launched a podcast here at WGN on WGN Plus. So you can go to WGNplus.com every Monday.
What will I hear on that?
And you will hear an extension of the Elton Jim silliness and seriousness and fun.
Okay.
It has a title. It's Elton Jim Toronto's Captain Podtastic. A little takeoff
on play on
Captain Fantastic. Yeah. And my next door neighbor drew an amazing logo for this, which is a takeoff of the album cover.
Okay.
So I thought it played well. So it's just an hour, but we have fun and talking about some serious stuff. The first one that's up there right now, I talk about a little bit about TSA and also some of my KTEL album memories.
Okay, all right.
And the next one will be up, I believe, on Monday or Tuesday.
All right, very good.
And then, as I said, I will be appearing in a play from July 8th through the 31st, and it is a real play, Dean. You snickered when I said Jim's going to be in a play.
I didn't quite.
I've been in 30 productions around the city.
I know. You're a bona fide thespian.
But, it's a play called Art, which was a Tony Award winner in the 90s. It's written by Yasmina Reza. And it's about three guys, one guy buys a white painting, just a pure white painting.
Yep.
And it makes one of his friends very angry that he would have spent over $200,000 just to be cool and buy this white painting. And his other friend is kind of in the middle. So it's kind of this clash of three friends. And it's funny. It's silly at times. It's very funny. But then at times it's very, challenging and poignant in that it really gets down to some of the basics about friendships.
Yeah.
And how you align, especially in this group, with three friends, the alliances within the play change at different times. Two guys, you know, will gang up on one and vice versa, and they all go around, and you really start to, see what it is about when you say, this is my friend.
So when is this going on?
July 8th through the 31st at the Rao Theater in
very nice.
In Crystal Lake. It's a beautiful theater.
It's a gorgeous theater.
And it's right in downtown Crystal Lake. A lot of places to eat or to in different bars and stuff. It's produced by the William Street Repertory, and if you want to find out some ticket information, as I said, July 8th through the 31st on Friday, Saturdays, and Sundays. It's at WSREP.org, and the phone number is 815-356-9212. And I start rehearsals next week, and we open on July 8th. I'm looking forward to it.
Very good, and maybe you'll be filling in for somebody here soon. I feel a little cold coming.
Do you feel? Yeah. Well, I usually when we came in, I licked the doorknob.
I did
just before you touched it.
I didn't touch it, but I was wondering why you were licking the doorknob.
When I came to the your Hall of Fame thing the other day, everybody who sees me, who has a full time gig at GN, hates to see me because I'm looking to hopefully that they get sick.
Right.
You know, I saw Wendy Snyder. I wanted to kick her in the ankle. And
now he's licking the doorknobs.
I'm licking the doorknob with you. So whenever they get sick, they give me a call.
Well, let's hope someone drops pretty soon then. Elton Jim Toronto.
Thank you for your generosity, as always. Hall of Famer, right here.
Have a great holiday weekend. Right here.
Right here. And we'll be back. Wild.